Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So you know how that new $20 an hour minimum wage law for fast food workers went into effect in California on April 1st? Well, it's resulted in the closure of some restaurants, but it's also resulted in the call to extend the $20 an hour minimum wage to all sectors in California. Boy, I gotta tell you, even with just a little bit of time on this thing, it looks like it's been destructive already to jobs. There could be cutbacks. There's going to be all kinds of things that happen. So let's just do it across the board. Why? Because we care, I guess. But if we really cared, we'd want to make sure that we've got a strong economy that really is firing on all cylinders, where people can get good jobs and have a great sustainable income, as opposed to trying to tell people, look what we're doing politically. We're doing this. Keep voting for us because we're going to make your life so much better. We're going to get you that $20 an hour, and then suddenly you might not have a job, at least in my estimation. Folks, welcome to the program. Friday edition is here, is upon us. I'm so glad that you're with us. Hour number three launching officially at this point. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. 949-822-7959 is the number. Also, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, if you want to send us a direct message this morning. So without further ado, let's bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you know, we talked a little bit about the O.J. thing, the O.J. passing away just before the top of the hour here. But I do want to get your opinion on Iran, the reports that we have, that one report says they're kind of postponing this. The Ayatollah Khomeini is looking at the political ramifications of it. Those were kind of the words that were used. But another report says, well, it still could be within the next 24 hours, 48 hours, I should say. What do you think?
We can only go on what they tell us. So, you know, we've got two. We got the CENTCOM commander that arrived there yesterday. And if we start moving naval assets, and it seems to me we may have moved one, a repositioned aircraft carrier, but I was trying to find it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Something came across my radar that we did. But General Carrillo and CENTCOM and so forth are there, then they're sharing intelligence, deciding on cooperation tactics, that kind of thing. So for CENTCOM to show up there tells you that they've got intelligence that says something is imminent, whether it's 24 hours or a week. They have to be prepared. Now, what is it that Iran can do? Is there a possibility of a nuclear weapon that we're not being told about?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, well, I mean, something big.
Yeah, and if they have a nuclear weapon, it's a big if. But, you know, what was it? Several months ago, they were dangerously close and so forth and so on. Is it actually in Iran?
Mm-hmm.
Could have been moved over to Syria. So I would just be prepared for any kind of head fake as it comes to us. What we don't know might be a good thing. What we do know or not a good thing. What we do know could be dangerous too. But I think they're looking at convoys of Iran in Syria. I would be if you're paying attention, I'd be watching all of what is happening in Iran, mm-hmm. and I think that is part and parcel of why we have sent assets over there.
Well, listener John, I believe listener on AM 860 sent us a direct message. He says, "I would step lightly if I were Iran. Israel will take the opportunity to dismantle the nuclear infrastructure they are building." Yeah, well, of course, and we understand that they would target more than likely their nuclear sites that they have. But
you can't get to them. They're too far underground.
Well, underground, but I mean, there would be some attacks to whatever it is on that's above ground at this point, I'm sure. But
that would have to be a cyber operation.
You think so? Like the Stuxnet we talked about.
Either that or electronic warfare.
Interesting.
Where you start jamming everything.
Interesting. Well, and of course, once, you know, let's just say worst case scenario, you see these drones, hundreds of drones coming down on top of Israel. You know, what happens, you know, T plus one there? What do you think, Denise? I mean, how far involved are we going to, would we be involved directly in going against Iran or just providing, quote, assistance to Israel as they go at Iran?
We would do everything we could to help Israel in a defense posture. So, you know, they've got the David Sling and the Iron Dome, and whatever they may miss or don't have enough ordnance for, depending upon what this may look like, we would have to use our defense systems on a carrier, in the air, to help them out.
And Iran, certainly, and anybody else who's on Iran's side would see that as being a direct combatant along with Israel, I'm sure.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that you can bet that there's some telephone calls going to some of these Arab leaders saying, you know, whatever possibilities that you have with Iran, you better start using it now because things can go real nasty, get nasty real fast.
Indeed, indeed. Well, Denise, we're coming up to the first break for hour number three here in the program. And folks, I'm telling you, this is a really interesting topic that we're doing, interesting discussion for in all manner, because I don't think you're hearing about this from other places. So definitely stay tuned with us. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there because we are coming right back.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So John in Clearwater sent us a great direct message. He's talking about the OJ. He calls the OJ fiasco. He says, sure looks like you did it. But without a smoking gun, we just don't know, he says. But fast forward 25 years, and that smoking gun would have been some video from a doorbell camera. All the cheap surveillance cameras available today. Everywhere you go, someone somewhere is watching you. You're absolutely right about that, John. He says it has to be next to impossible to get away with something like that today. They will be one of the greatest mysteries of the 20th century, he says. Again, John in Clearwater. And Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. He's got a great point. Nowadays, everything is, you can find out surveillance and track people all over the place if you're trying to backtrack a crime.
If it was at his house, OJ's house, that would not have been possible by virtue of the landscape. But at Nicole's place, it would have been very possible because she was living in the condo. Yeah.
Well, but everybody has those doorbell cameras. Everybody gets
pretty much.
Yeah, and whether it's Amazon delivering something or the mail carrier or somebody just knocks on your door, you immediately have some visual record of what that person. And certainly, you have cameras all over your house. And
remember too that at the time, they did not have as much of the blood analysis as we do today, the DNA analysis.
Right.
I mean, we had to spend a lot of time during that trial learning what DNA analysis was. And now today it's, you can detect it. You can figure that out in 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, I know. Yeah, it's really something happens over a couple of decades, 25 years, basically.
That's right.
It's a lot. And especially, nowadays, that's why some of these cold cases get reopened or solved because of the advances in technology, even to extract DNA from something.
Well, artificial intelligence is not necessarily something new. It's made a lot of advances, but artificial intelligence has actually been used to solve crimes. So wouldn't it be fascinating to take all the admitted evidence and the evidence that did not get admitted and put it in artificial intelligence and see what it tells us?
Wow. You know, Denise, that's pretty heavy-duty sci-fi right there, isn't it?
Well, the
one thing about, well, you know, because you think about judging something, but I just remember Judge Ito with all those clocks. And that I thought it was almost like over the top, too many clocks.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that was a TV show element of it in and of itself, you know.
Yeah,
big time. And that was back between, but it was back before smartphones and streaming and everybody, you know, this kind of thing. And I remember in L.A., the people were outside the courthouse. I mean, it was.
Oh, they were in bars. They were, yeah, I mean, they had watch parties. I remember.
Yeah. And I said this earlier, too, but I'll repeat it. And that is, you know, we learned how you could try to win at all costs. Like, it almost didn't matter what the truth was at that point. Is how do you win this thing? And that became...
Well, remember, too, how many of those lawyers are now dead of his dream team.
That's right. F. Lee Bailey and Johnny Cochran.
Mm-hmm. Kardashian.
Kardashian. Robert mm-hmm. Shapiro was mm-hmm. part of that. And, yeah. Yeah, it was... And Dershowitz also was part
He's
of that.
He's the only one I think is alive, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I think so. And, but again, I mean, people are entitled to a defense, right? Whatever we think of OJ, people are entitled to a defense. But of course, then it begs the question, how, if you can get the best defense like that, I mean, it stacks up far and above what someone might be able to get, if they don't have those resources, you know?
Yeah,
indeed.
For sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we've been talking about Iran. We've been talking about the O.J. Simpson trial and the death of O.J. But this FISA bill, what can you tell us about? I mean, obviously, there's a lot going on with that, with Speaker Johnson.
Well, first of all, the FISA legislation that Speaker Johnson was trying to get passed wasn't for it to be reauthorized. A lot of people get that wrong. That's not what it was about. It was about the amendments or the fixes in the FISA bill. So that just goes to show you how even some on our own side get things wrong. You know, they necessarily will have to try again. The reason it failed is because they say it didn't go far enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fine. So let's see if it can go further. But it isn't that it was an up or down vote on reauthorizing FISA. It was what was going inside the bill in order to reauthorize FISA.
Well, now, of course, we hear the word FISA. We remember back to what happened with President Trump and the Russia scandal and how all that was fabricated. You know, is
Carter Page.
Carter Page, exactly. But what do Americans have to be either aware of or concerned about when it comes to the ability for this kind of surveillance to happen, especially to them? We're not talking about, I mean, you understand about foreign agents or, you know, bad actors, but what about Americans? Hasn't there been some kind of controversy about that?
Therein lies what some of these amendments were. You know, you get a search warrant, an official real search warrant, because, you know, there's kind of like a chain of communications. So if you've got, you know, person A that is in, you know, Syria, and they are calling and or texting and or whatever some person here in the United States, that is what FISA was after. But the person here in the United States has other people that they communicate with. And so there was trying to be some kind of control on those abuses. And that is part and parcel of what this whole thing is about. So how much did FISA or the FBI abuse the FISA court?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a staggering number yesterday, so staggering it was almost unbelievable, and I don't remember what the number was. It kind of doesn't matter here at this point, but it was such that how many times FISA had been used. And I was, like, stunned.
Yeah, was it 480,000 times or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was some ridiculous number. And it's kind of like, are we really in that kind of trouble that you have to use it that many times? And if that's the case, then I would say the threat level is much worse than we could possibly know if those searches were legitimate.
Right, exactly.
Our applications were legitimate.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because Christopher Wray up on the Hill on Thursday says that, you know, he's never seen a time when there's so many threats that are so elevated all at once. He says, but that's the case as I sit here today. So he continues to sound this alarm.
He does. And, you know, he may be overstating it or he may not be. But let's say it this way. He is going out on the line here. He's sticking his neck out and he's sounding the clarion call. Good, better, and different. Especially when it comes to hacking, when it comes to the southern border. And he has mentioned that. So what he's really saying is we're seeing all this, especially with China and especially with Russia. And if there's a blame to be happening, if something goes sideways and there is an attack like Russia just had, it isn't going to be on the FBI. You can blame somebody else, but it isn't going to be the Bureau.
Yeah. And hopefully, like you said, he may be overstating it, he may not, but hopefully this is all transcending the Biden administration political thing, you know, because this affects every single one of us. I think he's got to be legitimately concerned, or otherwise he may not be so specific like about.
Well, he's not letting up on this message.
Yeah.
You know, we have reasons, you know, to be angry at the Bureau. I fully admit that. But I still don't think that we have an administration that is taking things seriously, because what comes out of Christopher Wray's mouth is very, very different than what is coming out of the White House.
Indeed. Well, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour break. We'll open up the telephone lines, of course, 949-822-7959. And I think Denise is right on the money with that. Yeah, there's something afoot, and we got to be aware. We got to be prepared. Stay right there, everybody. I'm Warren with you. We're coming right back.
Third Watch. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. A series of storms swept across the south, northeast of Houston. The Southern Baptist of Texas Disaster Relief Arm said it sent volunteers to help in flood-stricken areas, particularly in Jasper County. Earlier, separate reports confirmed tornadoes caused damage in both Texas and Louisiana. O.J. Simpson has passed away at the age of 76 after battling cancer. That's according to his family. Known for his involvement in the 1990s murder case of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman, Simpson captured media attention during during a televised slow-speed chase through Los Angeles before his arrest. Despite being found not guilty of the murders, he later faced imprisonment in Nevada for robbery and kidnapping charges. Meta, Instagram's parent company, is introducing measures to safeguard teens from nude images. A new feature will identify photos containing nudity and automatically blur them when shared with users under 18. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, the Friday edition rolls on, everybody. Glad to be back with you here. Kyle Warren with you, of course. We got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we got the call center lit up like a Christmas tree this morning, so that is very, very agreeable. So once again, let's welcome back Denise Simon. Hello again, Denise.
Hello.
All right. We'll head right over to the telephone lines because we got all our lines lit up here. So we're going to start this morning real quick here with Mary in St. Pete. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to start a new group of people called Those. I'm So Old, I Remember When. I'm So Old, I Remember When. Every song that you're playing, Kyle, if it was AM radio, I'm so old that there was no FM radio on the radio band, and you had to buy, when I was in high school, a converter box for FM.
Wow.
That's how old I am. I remember when Tylenol was created. There was nothing else before then but aspirin. Tylenol was created, I guess, because of Reye's syndrome in children. So that's how old I am. I remember the wall-to-wall coverage of O.J. Simpson, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but yeah. What I call to say is that I do not read the or look at the lunacy news. It's too stupid to believe. But what I do remember, and I think I saw this, I can't say for sure, is the pizza box tops that went in the voting glasses at, up in Michigan, I guess, somewhere, but also during the election in 2020, the pipes that broke in Atlanta, right in the middle of the election,
oh, yeah.
The voting. Now, I remember that. I remember seeing that. I think I saw that, not for sure, but I got to tell you, ever since I've seen those two things, I've saw the election look a little, quote, funky.
Yeah.
And COVID, as a nurse, I look at that and I say, folks, that is an mRNA genetic decoder.
Yeah.
It's not a vaccine. Look up the definition of in a book, an older book, when it hasn't been changed through the digital internet. And I do remember analog TV. I'm so old. But I got to tell you, I did go to alternative websites. I read something interesting worth looking up, that all the people in office right now have not taken the oath of office.
Okay.
That's worth looking into, because that means something to me. So I didn't have time to go down the rabbit hole with that one. I don't spend my time on the computer a lot because a little thing called life gets in the way.
Sure.
So, but that is an interesting one worth looking up. Those people haven't taken the oath of office.
Well, that's,
that means something.
That is interesting. Thanks, Mary. Mary in St. Pete, everybody. Let's head over. We're going to pick up here. Aaron in Denver. Good morning, Aaron. You're on with Denise Simon.
Hey Denise. What do you think about the O.J. passing, and what do you thought about the trial of the century, Denise?
Well, as I said earlier, I always concentrate on, and I learned this because of that trial, what wasn't discussed, wasn't introduced. What evidence did Judge Ito keep out of the court? And so, yeah, I was rather stunned. but, you know, he got to outlive a couple of people, sadly. He outlived them and lived a nice life after that, except for the 9 years that he spent in prison on the civil case. But
exactly.
I didn't have any use for the man.
Well, all
I have to say is that LAPD had no credibility. That's why OJ got off. Of course, he had the dream team. He had a great defense. Lucky for OJ, he had the wealth so he could have the dream team. Because if OJ didn't have the wealth, more likely OJ would have been charged with double murder and would have got the death penalty. But anyway, Denise, Professor Politics, adios.
Hey, thanks, Aaron.
Adios.
Take care. Adios. All right. That's Aaron in Denver, everybody, listening on the Mighty 710 KNUS. And it looks like, Denise, we had a couple more callers here. We do have, I think, a first-time caller, so let's head on over. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from? You're on with Denise Simon.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, there you are. Yes, caller. Good morning. You're on with Denise Simon.
Oh, yeah. I got a question. Do you believe it's true that the 40,000, that there's actually 40,000 Chinese men coming into this country or are already here? Okay.
Yes.
I got a question for you. What would you say that if they were intending to take over a state in this country, let's say they all 40,000 go to California, take over a number of major cities, hostages, and they say to our government, we will let the hostages go if China now owns California. What could our country do?
Ransom.
We couldn't bomb California. And I guarantee you, this particular government we have now would probably allow that.
Interesting scenario.
I mean, why else are they here? I don't get it. Anyway, I really enjoy the show, and Denise, I really enjoy your part of it.
Thank you. In fact, I get up early
just to listen to your part.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks. What's your name?
My name's Fred.
Hey, Fred, thank you so much. We appreciate the call
very much.
Take care.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's a pretty interesting scenario, Denise.
What does China want? China wants to steal, and they will continue to steal, everything that they possibly can to make China the single largest power on the globe. And they have been doing it for years. That's why they have something called the Confucius Institutes, which are sort of going away.
Yeah.
They have the Chinese police stations here. They have hacked pretty much everything that there is to hack, including patents. including the Office of Personnel of the federal government, and that was to understand who the operatives were that the United States had placed in China.
Mm-hmm.
They've hacked infrastructure. They've hacked corporations. But they have something called the Thousand Talents Program. I would watch that one very carefully. It's still out there. And that's where they embed operatives with our experts. They've got something called the United Front, which has been out there for a very long time. But I'm getting ready to write about this one, and I'll give Fred a little bit of a cheat sheet, and that is something called Triad.
Mm-hmm.
Triad's been around such that forever in China, such that they took down a couple of dynasties. But Triad is a gang, and
yeah.
Triad has several offshoots to it. And don't think that Triad's not here in the United States.
Well, I tell you what, bat and clean up, we got none other than Backgammon Bob, who's got the vaunted responsibility of bat and clean up here. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning. Quickie, poll of likely U.S. voters surveyed, 82% said illegal foreign nationals should not be allowed to vote in U.S. elections. In some states, all they have to do is say they are a citizen. Now, a quick introduction of some humor here.
Okay.
Just a second. A cartoon that I saw, two ladies that are having a drink at a restaurant. First lady says, I can't believe your husband was unfaithful. Did he say anything when you caught him cheating? He said cheating was part of being a Democrat.
Okay.
Touche.
Touche. Exactly right. That's very
second.
Funny. All right. Well,
second.
Yeah, go ahead.
And okay, I got something else here. It says, deaths to American immigrants should have their citizenship revoked and be deported to country of origin. If they're willing to say death to America, then they might commit some terrorist acts. And to the guy that said about the California thing, I say, California, good riddance.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Backgammon Bob. We appreciate the call. Very funny. Take care. All right. So what do you think, Denise? I think that certainly, you know, the Democrat Party elite, they'll say and do anything at an election time to make you think that they're being more moderate, you know, and then of course the election happens and elections have consequences after that.
You know, when people are miserable, they do one of two things. They either turn to food and eat themselves into oblivion and become miserable that way, or they get on the internet and they start buying everything and they hoard stuff, right?
Yep.
Okay. I've pretty much decided that they are, there's a third thing they do, and they want everybody else, remember the old cliche, misery loves company?
Oh,
they
yeah.
want everybody else to be miserable with them.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Denise, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend. Take care.
All right, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. Thanks for holding on, Eric. We will talk to you again another time. We're coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, Friday is moving along, everybody. I would perchance to think we're going along at warp speed this morning, covering a lot of ground or a lot of space, maybe as the saying might go. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And we have so much more to tell you about. We've got Chris Markowski, by the way. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Go over there, find out all about Chris, his radio program, his podcasts, and much more. Once again, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, you know, Chris, here we go again. It's another Friday, and we continue to hear about inflation. There was some pushback against the White House. They're not really talking a whole lot about these numbers. But Joe Biden said he inherited a huge inflation when he came into office. But it actually surged like in April after he came into office. It surged over 4% or something. But nobody out there is, I think, thinking that we're seeing any relief anytime soon.
No, you're not. And, you know, without a doubt, all of the policies that he put into place when he came in from the lie. I mean, you know, when a bill is bad, when the title of the bill is a complete lie. The Inflation Reduction Act, the CHIPS Act, which both Republicans and Democrats signed off on, where basically they're taking our tax dollars and giving it to private companies to build factories. Government never gave me money to build anything or any business. I mean, we're patently absurd at this point in time. Plus all the additional COVID relief that they threw in there, and you can keep adding on, you know, from executive orders for student loans. The money printing never ends. And to think that they haven't contributed to that, you take a look at all the green initiatives, electricity prices are up, 30% since Biden took office. I go on and on and on. I mean, these are all, you know, regulatory issues. And if not regulatory issues, we're also talking about money printing issues. So, yeah, the government is responsible for all of this inflation. Absolutely.
Well, you know, over here in California, you've got that $20 an hour minimum wage that went in for fast food workers. Well, now there's a fair wage, quote unquote, advocacy group that is now saying the $20 minimum wage should extend to all sectors, I guess, at least throughout California. But we've already heard tell, Chris, of some fast food places just shutting down altogether because their costs are too high. They can't pay these wages. And so now people are actually losing jobs as a result of this, you know, look what we did for you.
Well, Kyle, I love you, buddy. But you guys haven't hit rock bottom yet, and you're on your way down. It's going to get worse instead of better. I mean, God bless you.
Yeah.
But I strongly suggest finding a real estate agent, but quick.
I think you're right about that. And, yeah, there are discussions, I will just simply say. But, yes.
I'm on my way out of here. I mean, I'm you know, I got a few more months. No more New York for me.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And who can blame you, right? And who can blame anybody? And California is having an exodus. And it's really kind of a crying shame. I remember back in the day, there was a lot of aerospace. You know, a dear friend of mine, his father helped build the space shuttles, for goodness sakes. You know, this was all happening, and it was all here in Southern California. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the horror stories about San Diego, which used to be a bit of an oasis as far as California is concerned. And, you know, the homelessness problems that they have there now and the issues that just that didn't exist are now going on. It's amazing to me.
It really is. And, you know, you often tell us about the you know, out-of-control government spending, which is also in and of itself inflationary. Well, I understand that the White House is now going to bring in some $830 million to create climate resilience projects, I guess to harden things against climate change weather problems or something. But it just seems like under this umbrella, no pun intended, I guess, you know, it's in more spending and for stuff that maybe we don't really need.
Yeah, I did a bit yesterday on one of my podcasts, and I was, you know, I have a terrible singing voice. I couldn't help but starting singing Kermit the Frog. It's not easy being green, but it's quite easy being green, and it's quite lucrative because the government doesn't tax you, and it hands money out to you for every green project out there. And I've been tracking this since Al Gore lost the election to Bush. After he lost, he started an investment company with a bunch of guys from Goldman Sachs called Generational Asset Management. And back then, I was perplexed because Al Gore barely even had a 401k. And all of a sudden, he's going to Wall Street. And, you know, it just got bigger and bigger. And Obama, with his American Recovery Reinvestment Act, think about all of the money that we flushed down the toilet from that. And now we continue to move on with the, you know, all of this nonsense, and Biden with his Inflation Reduction Act. You know, the government is expected to blow over, what's it, about $1.4 trillion over the next 10 years on green projects that are not going to work. The reality is that, you know, in Michigan, they're going to flip the switch on a nuclear power plant that they shut off because they realize what they're doing is not working. And, you know, this problem is quite solvable. I mean, you just go the nuclear route. You know, you'd want to eliminate carbon. And if that's what your issue is, yeah, we've got a solution for it. But again, not enough people can make money off it, off ridiculous nonsense. I mean, even the Europeans are crying out loud. They can't even sell EVs over there anymore.
Yeah, I was just going to, you read my mind. I was just going to ask you about Volkswagen. Their sales have dropped by 24% in the first 3 months. You know, they're having problems, and these kinds of mandates, it doesn't feel like the future. I mean, you go back, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, and people might say, yeah, in the future, we'll have these wonderful power sources like nuclear power, stuff like that, and things will be easier. But you're right, because there are these interests that are involved, things actually get a lot harder, I think.
Well, I mean, EVs work in certain countries over in Europe. I mean, certain countries that, you know, the population's a little bit lower and their people actually own homes and have garages, which, again, you're talking about the Scandinavian countries. You know, I can't imagine them, you know, putting up Tesla superchargers all over the streets of Florence, Italy. They're not going to allow that to happen there, nor would I want them to, because it's quite a beautiful place. It's, you know, these people park on the streets. They have a way of doing things, you know. How are you going to charge your car? How many garages there, for crying out loud? Many of these places in Europe are ancient. You're going to start knocking down these ancient buildings and putting up these charging stations? I mean, it's silly to me.
Well, indeed it is. And certainly, Chris, you know, we heard Janet Yellen the other day say that the lower income households might have, quote, exhausted their savings resources or something like that. But middle-income houses or others, they seem to be doing okay. But it's hard for me to believe. I mean, even if you have exhausted your savings, it's going to be really hard to build anything back up again because you can't make ends meet these days.
Well, if you take a look at credit card delinquency rates, they're at record highs. I can go down a list of things. I mean, the people want to continue to believe, and many do. I think it's a lot of, people working in their basement, a lot of bots out there, you know, touting this Bidenomics. It's not good. And you know, when people, what's the other misnomer is when people start looking at the economy and they look at it based upon GDP numbers, I mean, come on, don't be a moron. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that GDP is the end-all be-all when it comes to the economy. We've got a strong economy. No, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's all induced with government spending, which is borrowing, which is steroids. It's not real. It's fake. And, you know, the government can continue to spend all they want, and it's going to, you know, tout GDP. But are people feeling better? Are they feeling richer? Are people getting ahead? No, they're not.
No, they're really not. And, you know, it is, I'm so glad that you say, don't look at these big numbers because, you know, you get people on TV and things like that, and they just kind of argue it that, well, no, everything's kind of okay. And there was a New York Times article, I think, where the author said, I'm doing okay and people I know that are doing okay. Like, well, I guess it depends on the people you know, but the people I know aren't doing really okay.
I've talked about this as well. You know, I mean, I should say, okay, I'm doing okay. You know, there's certain classes out there that can handle the inflation. You know, we don't like it. You know, you see what we're paying. It aggravates me. I mean, nothing aggravates me more. If it came from spending, you know, feeling like I'm getting ripped off when I'm buying things. But for others, and for a large swath of the country, it's very, very painful. And, you know, we're not helping them. And these people have got to wake up and understand why this is happening. And the answer is not going to be government. The answer's got to be back into the hands of the people. And we have to reduce government spending. And we have to reduce regulations. And we have to make it easier so people can become wealthy.
Well said. Well said, Chris. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Folks, stay right there.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.